Real Money Radio is brought to you today by Holland Financial. Since 1997, David Holland and his team have helped hundreds of investors plan their financial futures. Planning doesn't have to be hard, complicated, or stressful. Come see how simple and clear your future can be when you plan stronger. The consultation is free. Call 671-PLAN or visit us online at planstronger.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So I have a special program lined up for you. I know I say they're all special, but doggone it, they really are. It's a treat for me to be able to talk to experts in all types of fields. And we're going to turn our attention on today's program back to the business world. And for those business folks who listen to this program, employees, business owners, salespeople, executives of whatever type, or just maybe somebody who's wanting to work part-time in retirement, I've invited a special guest to come on and talk with us about how to be better at business, how to leverage what you're doing, how to be more successful. And I know that sounds a little vague, but we're going to get into the details and help you understand it. Tara Powers is on the line with me. She's CEO of Powers Resource Center. And her specialty, I love the way she puts this, is business acceleration specialist, because all businesses want to accelerate, right, Tara?
Yes, definitely.
Well, thank you. I'd love for you accelerate me. I like that. Well, and the website we'll point our listeners to is Powers, like her name, Tara Powers, powersresourcecenter.com. And she's got a lot of good information there, including information on the coaching and training that she does. So, Tara, let's kind of start with a 50,000 feet view, and then we'll get into some additional details. Tell us a little bit about what you do, because I think that'll help people understand what you're trying to get at with this type of training.
Yeah, thank you. So the last 15 years, I have been working with leaders and teams, mostly in companies, really just helping them accelerate their success. Part of what I try to teach them is small shifts that they can make in the way that they work with each other or the behaviors that they engage in that are going to give them really quick and fast results. So my tagline is small shifts, fast results, because I'm really about looking at the, you know, that easiest, lowest hanging fruit that you can, if you're open to it, make some shifts in whether it's your communication or your behavior or the way that you ask for things, or being more assertive, or setting better expectations with people that are really going to help you move forward faster to achieve the goals that you want and also be fulfilled in what you're doing.
So, and I like the way you put that, because it doesn't have to be turning your entire business or how you approach it upside down.
No, it's small. It really is. It usually boils down, I've been doing it a long enough time to know, to some simple behavioral shifts or mindset shifts that people need to make to really, I think, skyrocket their success. Many people get stuck at certain places in their career. I work with a lot of leaders that are just, you know, they're stuck. They've been hearing the same thing for a long time. They're in a difficult spot with how they lead or manage, and they really can't get any further. And so I will work with them to help them kind of look at what is those obstacles. And many times it's just really minor shifts, but it does take commitment and it does take willingness to try something new and also, you know, try something that may be really out of your comfort zone, but is going to get you where you want to go.
Yeah, and that was kind of what I was thinking as you described it, Tara, that not anything radical, but it sometimes, well, a lot of times, it takes somebody else to recognize this for us, because, yes, you know, the old saying, you know, we can't see the forest because we're in the middle of the trees. And if somebody like you says, well, look, let me understand what you do, how you're doing it, you can say, well, are you running into this problem? And you've seen a lot of this. So you probably see a lot of repeat behavior, don't you?
Yeah. 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 And I work a lot with people, teams and leaders and even business owners on understanding their approach and their style that they take, whether that's in leading others, selling, what's their sales style, and do they really understand how that works with different types of people who have different styles and needs than they do. And where I find a lot of people go wrong is they're just unaware of how their style is perceived by others, and they do not understand how to be flexible. They don't understand how to be adaptable. And so I really will work with them to help them adapt and adjust and recognize the cues that human beings give each other to say, you know, this is working or this isn't working. And so when you see that it isn't working, how do we then just kind of shift our approach, the way we're communicating, the things we're asking for, the way we're selling to be able to better meet the needs of the person we're working with.
Okay, so if this is not, and you've just kind of hit it on the head, but I'll reinforce it. This is not some sort of methodology where you're telling them how to have all the, to do self-talk and program themselves. This is, you're identifying things that people can actually change, and because of how you've seen people respond to this type of, you know, either a certain behavior or, like you said, a manner of communicating with other people.
Yeah, definitely. And I'll just kind of follow up on what you just said. You know, when I talk about being a business acceleration expert, there's something I've learned over the past few years of what you need to do to actually accelerate. And part of that first step, I call it my A4 process, A4. The first step is assessment. You cannot move from where you are today to where you want to go unless you really understand where you are today. And so we do some type of assessment work so that I can really understand and you can understand where your strengths are, where your weaknesses are, where your gaps are, where your what your communication style is, what your approach is. And then we look at, is it working and where is it not working? And then we do some alignment work, and some of that does involve the mindset piece. So I do bring in kind of that understanding your mindset, and if that needs to shift as well, we'll work on that. But then, so it's assessment, alignment, action. So once we've identified those gaps and we understand where we want to go and we align to that new vision, then we have to put action in place to make it happen. And that's where that fourth step, which is acceleration, happens.
Tara, when you say alignment, are you talking also about aligning the activities and the communication and all of that with the specific audience or demographic that you're trying to reach? Like, for example, you know, my being a financial planner, I'm communicating with clients and or prospective clients. So for me, it would be a matter of making sure that how I'm working or approaching my communication with those people, that that's aligned with what they, you know, how they need to receive it on their end.
Yes, that is one aspect of alignment, absolutely, and that's a big one that I do a lot of work around. And then the other aspect of alignment, what I'm talking about, is really helping someone get very clear on what it is they do want to create in their business or their life. And again, I mostly work with business people. I'm not really a life coach. I'm much more of a business strategist. But we will really get clarity around your vision and your values. And then we make sure that whatever we're doing aligns with that. Because what I find is when people feel out of balance, they feel disconnected, they feel stuck, most of the time there's some gap in what they deem is the goal that they're trying to accomplish and what they're moving towards, and what they have to do to get there isn't in alignment. It doesn't feel good. And so there's a lot of obstacles popping up. But what you said is also a key piece, which is helping you then also engage in the right behaviors and communication with your clients or customers or employees to move forward. So there's that part of alignment as well.
Well, that brings me to a related question, and that is, what are some of the common or maybe a surprising obstacle, kind of in that vein of that disconnect? What are some of the common obstacles you see that people have, or maybe something that might surprise us?
Well, I guess there's a lot, but one of them, I think a common obstacle is an issue of awareness, a lack of awareness, and really understanding of what I kind of think is how the world works and how people work. And I think when I've worked with a lot of leaders, they just feel that the way they've been doing it is the only way. They're not aware that there is different approaches for different people, because every single person has a different need. So I think the biggest obstacle that I run into first is this lack of awareness. I think the other obstacle that I see is people, that disconnectedness that we were just talking about.
Right.
The reason that exists is because when you think about finding balance and connection in life, to me, it's really about two things. It's about achievement and fulfillment. So if you're, you know, kind of measuring how you feel about achievement and fulfillment, you may be someone that's just achieving, meeting goals, making money, but you're feeling unfulfilled. And eventually, that cause that the obstacles will come up, right?
Burnout.
You'll get sick.
Yeah.
Something will happen, you know. So those obstacles come up, and there's this disconnect between that balance of achievement and fulfillment. And so that's the other piece that I work on. And again, that kind of goes back to aligning to, are you very, very clear about your vision and your values? Because in my mind, values are how we make decisions. If we're very clear on our values, it is very easy to decide what is right and wrong for us. And I think other obstacles pop up for people when they don't have that clarity, and they make decisions that are out of alignment, but they don't even realize that they're, you know, doing that.
Very interesting. You mentioned with regard to awareness, there's a couple different aspects to that too. I would imagine that, do you find with doing the training and the individual consulting you do with business owners and executives that there's different levels of awareness, both the two that come to my mind and help us kind of fill this out a little bit, Tara, is self-awareness.
Yes.
And then, of course, awareness of others, awareness of about other people, and also the interaction with other people. So
Right. Do
you see any trends or statistics there that the more self-aware somebody is, the more they're able to make these connections? Or
Absolutely.
Is it more about focusing on the other person? How does that play into it?
Yeah, no, I mean, what you're talking about is emotional intelligence, right? And emotional intelligence includes both self-awareness and awareness of others. So it's, I understand myself, and I understand my impact that I have on other people. And then I also understand my reactions to other people and their reactions to me. Like, I'm totally self-aware of all of those things, which is what we call emotional intelligence. And that is probably, you know, one of the hottest topics out there, because we can teach skills. You know, people can come to the workplace with amazing skill sets. It's this piece that is really the toughest to build, and it takes time and it takes commitment, and it's that level of intelligence that really does truly make someone successful in their life and in their work. And absolutely, have I seen differences? I see differences in every company I work with. I mean, it's pretty amazing to work with executives who are emotionally intelligent, and also work with executives who they just have risen to the top by, you know,
some other way.
Mostly achievement,
yeah.
Right? They've gotten things done. But unfortunately, they've left a lot of people laying in their wake, right, on the way up.
Yeah.
And, you know, that doesn't, I don't believe personally that is the success that most people are looking for, right? It's a much more holistic definition of success that we all want. Of course, we want the achievement piece. But this idea of building relationships and being a leader that people choose to follow, that's the other piece. Is, I think a lot of people get a leadership title, but they're not really a leader, because people are not happy following them, or they're not choosing to follow them. And to me, that's why anyone can really be a leader, is if you have the capacity, the emotional intelligence to be someone that people choose to follow, then you're a leader. And that doesn't mean you have to be an executive, that you could be a team member, right? You could be a small business owner. But it really is building that capacity for understanding and awareness, and then living in alignment with what you have defined is important, and is going to help you be not only successful in terms of goals and money, but also give you that fulfillment you desire and make a difference in other people's lives.
Insightful. Very interesting. Tara Powers, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, CEO of Power Resource Center. The website for lots more information, powersresourcecenter.com. And we will take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about the Superwoman syndrome. Stay right there.
Thank you.
Retirement planning doesn't have to be hard, complicated, or stressful. It also doesn't have to be in a hurry or with sales pressure. Since starting Holland Financial in 1997, it has been David Holland's mission to help individuals and couples plan their futures with personalized financial planning. David puts himself in his clients' shoes and recommends products and services he would choose for himself or his family. To learn more about Holland Financial or to schedule a one-on-one consultation with David, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Tara Powers is on the line with me. She's CEO of Powers Resource Center. Powers with an S in there. PowersResourceCenter.com. And Tara's been talking with us about, well, she put a label on it and I wasn't really connecting it. She got it connected for me, emotional intelligence. And it's a fascinating subject. And of course, you know, your expertise in this area, Tara, is very helpful because for a lot of us, we're not as aware. And so you do a lot of coaching of executives and business owners that, you know, we're getting the benefit of that expertise today. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's turn our attention to something that you had described as the superwoman syndrome. So, I mean, a lot of women listen to this program. So is this a special formula to like a magic formula that they can drink and become a superwoman? What are you talking about?
No, it's the opposite. I'm trying to beat down the superwoman syndrome. No, I'm trying to, you know, I also work with a lot of women, definitely women business owners, women leaders, women executives. And I recently did a webinar or a training on this topic. And, you know, what we're seeing, and it's very prevalent right now in the workplace, and you'll hear a lot of people talking about it, is just women trying to do it all and trying to be able to, you know, move up the corporate ladder or run their own, you know, major company, and then also be the, you know, leader at home as well. And so what I really work on is trying to, number one, give women some tools to better manage their time more effectively and get reconnected and find that balance and really recognize that we cannot be superwoman. That is a myth. And no one exists like her. If you remember, she only had like a 5-inch waist. So, you know, that's just not possible.
No, it's not.
So, you know, I have some statistics that I just find really interesting about this whole topic. And this is just from some research I've done on my own. But, you know, 61% of adults said they would give up some of their pay for more time with their family. You know, almost 50% of workers have responsibility for children under the age of 18.
Yeah.
And more over 22 million families provide some kind of unpaid informal elder care. And 64% of those people are employed full or part-time. And then the other pretty amazing statistic is 40% of people that care for elderly parents also are caring for kids. So, you know, there's just an amazing amount of balance and responsibility in our world today, along with just more and more work being thrown at us at alarming rates. I mean, every business I go into, you know, people are doing the job of two or three people and being asked to continually do more.
Yeah, but isn't technology fixing all that for us,
Tara? No, it's making it worse. You know that.
Come on now. We're supposed to make our lives, you know, these futuristic ideas that, you know, a little more technology. And boy, we're all laying around on the beach all week
and working a couple hours
a week.
I was trying to remember if it was Spain or which country it was that just instituted the law. I don't know if you read about this. They just instituted a law that managers are no longer allowed to contact employees outside of normal working business hours unless it's an emergency. So that
I like
means
that.
Texting, email, phone. I know. And
I
was
that.
Like, oh, I hope one day the United States wakes up and does that too.
Well, I don't recall which country it is, but you know, there's a lot of, they also mandate a nap and 8 weeks of vacation and at least a couple of glasses of wine at lunch. So,
we
you know, we
got to
get that here.
That. I agree with you. Yes, yes.
So for women, you know, and again, I'm sure there's, of course, a lot for men too.
Yes.
How, and of course, this is the question for the ages, Tara, is that balance that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And some argue that, you know what, we really can't ever balance it and we've just got to, you know, find our own peace with it. Or as you alluded to some of those statistics, accept the reality that there is no way to do 100% of both and you've got to make a choice.
Yeah. And really, you know, with the time we have, I'd focus on two things. One is using a model of if you've heard of Stephen Covey, who is no longer with us, but was a great management guru, wrote a lot of wonderful books, and he wrote a book called First Things First and What Matters Most. And, you know, he really understood this concept at a very deep level, and I've studied him, and I teach a lot, very simple tool, which is his time management quadrant, if you've ever heard of it. But really what he says is that our time and where we spend our time falls into four buckets. And one of those buckets is either important and urgent. So it's a fire, it's a crisis. It's like something we have to deal with right now. And that's called what he calls a quadrant one activity. It's important but not urgent, which is a quadrant two activity. And those are things like spending time with your family, exercising, you know, important but not urgent until you get really sick or all of a sudden your teenager, you know, goes to jail and you go, oh my goodness, why
haven't
I guess been
we didn't
paying
spend a
attention
time together
on what's been
right.
going on here?
Right.
So what he really talks about is that is the area where all the magic happens, is where you really are building time in your day and in your calendar and in your work week for working on things that are important but not urgent. And in terms of your workplace, that means plugging in time, blocking it off on your calendar for planning, for building relationships with the people you work with. You know, it's that stuff that is so important for your long-term fulfillment and also helping you stay away from those fires and crises. It actually, if you do more time in quadrant two on things that are important but not urgent, you can reduce all those fires and all the stuff that's, you know, basically keeping us in a reactive state 24/7. And then the other two quadrants are pretty much areas we want to stay away from. One is things that are urgent but not important, and they end up being a lot of other people's requests. They try to make it our urgency, and it's not really that important to us.
Yeah.
And then the last is just not important and not urgent, which is time wasters. But what I do when I coach people is I give them a little timesheet, and they just keep it by their desk or their computer, and I just ask them to jot down what a normal day or week looks like for them. And then we go back and we analyze it, and we really look at where are they spending the majority of their time. And for those people that feel completely out of control, completely stressed out, almost always they're in quadrant one, right? They're working out of that reactive, constant, putting out fire state, and they never have that time to do the things that are going to help them grow and develop and learn and be healthy and, you know, give them the fulfillment piece, which are in quadrant two. So we work together to try and, you know, help them get more of that time into their day. And what it boils down to, again, being able to be assertive enough to say no. And that's the other key piece the second thing that I would talk about in our few minutes that we have left is just helping people understand that being assertive does not mean being aggressive. And when I work with women in particular, this is an important topic for them to grasp and practice, because I think, you know, women, unfortunately, sometimes, you know, they get the short end of the stick if they try to be assertive. They're seen as aggressive or, dare I say, bitchy, you know. And so it's really working on how do we get really clear on the things that are our most important things we need to be spending our time on, and then be assertive enough to say no to those things that don't serve us, basically. And I give them a formula for, practicing assertiveness as well.
Well, I think that everyone has to, and I love that, the four quadrants, and I've seen that before. And I think that, you know, it's easy for us to get, especially with we mentioned technology earlier, it's so easy to be always reacting to what everybody else wants us to do. And I know in what I do myself, Tara, that I know you'll appreciate this. I try to focus on those quadrants. I try to block off time when, sure. So that I'm not, 24/7 available for everything. And we've got to be structured, and there's got to be time set aside.
Yeah.
To do these things. So I applaud what you're doing, Tara. And more information for Tara Powers, you can go to her website, powersresourcecenter.com. And there's a coaching information, and you've got a program coming up in June, I know, that we can people can take a look at. And so, Tara, I really appreciate you being on, and it's been a treat.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, too. It was very fun. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Thank
take
you very
care.
Much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.